You are on Earth Tribe Radio, www.earthtriberadio.com. Hi, Fiona.
Hey, Jill.
So, I want to read a quote to you. And it is attributed to Eckhart Tolle. And I want to raise Barry Long, because Eckhart Tolle learned from Barry Long.
He did. He sat with him for many years.
And so when, in reading this quote, I don't want to just leave it to Eckhart Tolle, but also to his teacher, Barry Long.
Thank you.
And here's the quote. Death is a stripping away of all that is not you. The secret to life is to die before you die and find that there is no death. Over to you, Fiona.
Well, I think we've talked about the whole allowing ourselves to remove, almost to peel away those things that we thought we should be, the pieces we think that we've been told who we should be, what we should be, what we should look like. And so underneath that, you've heard of the old, I don't know who brought that up, about peeling the onion spiritually. Mm-hmm. We keep peeling off the layers. And inside, which we access every so often anyway, it's who we are, it's our enlightenment, is that incredible, beautiful, and complete part that's always who we are. So it's a wonderful thing. And we're always... Esther Hicks, who channels Abraham, she talks about an emotional guidance system. So that if you have an emotion or a thought that's troubling you, it's your emotional guidance system going off telling you that something's expanding. And I think that's a wonderful concept, because the emotions, as opposed to having trapped us in their concept, is something that is are expanding us. Mm-hmm. And so...
She does a very good job talking about the emotional side, the intellectual side, of things, which is, like you were saying, peeling the onion. Okay, that's what the emotional side is feeling. But strip that away, strip the intellectual, and we get down to the core.
Mm-hmm. And it is such a wonderful feeling when we do. We all do that, and we've talked about this before. We all do that from time to time. And at the same time, when connected with death, when we've stripped away a lot, or at least stripped away and have gone back, I mean, because sometimes we strip away and the thing returns, and we strip away and the thing returns. So if we're aware that it's not a finite thing, so we'll deal with our anger, for example, and be slowly, we'll minimize, but every so often it still might come up. So not to judge ourselves, but that is a stripping away of, and being conscious of what is creating the anger. And being able sometimes just to put the corners of our lips up, drop to our feet, and stand here and watch as we're feeling angry, not to suppress it, but allow us to feel, what is it? What is happening inside me? What is going on? And then when we die, if we have been conscious of all of these layers of the onion, then it is actually easier to slip away. We don't have to have moved beyond all of them, but just to be conscious of all of them and bring consciousness through the emotional guidance system. So every time you get an emotional thought or a worry or a trouble, you stop and you stand in it and you just allow yourself to be in it, and then put the corners of your lips up, feel your hands and feet, bring yourself into your body and say, this is not who I am. This is an expansion experience I'm going through. And therefore, the more that I can bring myself present and be totally in this inside me, then the more that when I die, I will have less to go through, in a sense.
Yeah.
Less suffering to go through.
Yeah. That's, as you're talking about this, I'm seeing in my mind's eye that when we birth into this world, we're like a seed that's just been popped its head out of the earth. And then as it starts to grow and grow towards the sun and grow higher and it gets more leaves, so that's like all the layers coming together.
Mm-hmm.
But at the core of it is still that seed that we came in with. So that was the visual I had. And then, of course, we reach a certain part where the cycle, the circle of all of this takes us to, okay, so now this is who we are. This is the space suit that we've now got with all the emotions and the intelligence and the experiences that created this whole thing. And now we get to the wonderful stage where we start to peel it off so we can get back to the center of who we are. So as you were saying that, I just had this incredible visual with that, which was really lovely, 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 and I thank you for that.
Oh, thank you. It's a beautiful visual. I think that reminding ourselves also that adversity makes us strong. So if we have our emotional things, we go through our trials and tribulations, it makes us want to connect more. I mean, oftentimes people who, like you, have gone through many, everybody's been through something major in their lives. Mm-hmm. And we all find that when we go through that, it pushes us inwards, because it shatters the outside for a bit. Yeah. And so that is, you know, for a little bit then, sometimes we're really in that space of the vastness. And then we come back and reestablish all of those, you know, all of those pieces, but with more consciousness in it now.
And that reminds me of what, when we talked about Patrick, about what, with Patrick in a conversation, what is shamanism, what is a shaman? Mm-hmm. And he talks about being struck by lightning twice in 6 days, and that how that changed his life, and how the car accident, all these dreadful things that happened to a human being, and he lived through it, and he was crippled, and all of this. Well, he talked about that's how he became a shaman, was to go through all these challenges that he was given, all this, these hard things that he was given. Going through it is what gave him the gift of being a shaman and being able to heal people. So any of us that are going through a really hard time, stick with it, stay true to yourself, do all the things we've taught you about being grounded and keeping your heart open, because when you come through it, and you will come through it if you choose to come through it, you will come through it with not only a gift for yourself, but for others around you.
Absolutely. It is such a gift to have gone through a lot, because then it sounds like just the pitch of my voice vibrates the metal heater over there.
I know. The funny thing is, when we were talking to Patrick, when interviewing him, and he had this gorgeous, beautiful, big crystal singing bowl in the room, and you were asking, I was quite silent, you were asking brilliant questions, and he was answering them, but what I could hear was the singing bowl started to sing. And I was thinking, oh, this is underlying the whole conversation between you and Patrick, was this extraordinary. It's your voice, which is at the beautiful upper level, and Patrick's, which is a really strong, deep lower level, and it just kept this singing bowl ringing all the way through.
We have that that podcast, What is a Shaman, if mm-hmm. you want to check that out as well.
So, and listen for the sound of the singing bowl.
So we ask ourselves, we have so many podcasts on death, and you can actually find them in the marketplace on Earth Tribe Radio as in compilations that you can just pick up for not too much money at all. And so if you ask yourself as you're dying, you will notice that the things that give you the difficult time are the things that you don't have consciousness around.
Yeah. And a good podcast that we did that I'd like to also refer to is the 3 regrets you have after you die. Now, of course, that is to help us while we're living to think about what the regrets would be after we die. Not the 5 regrets or any other regrets, but the 3 regrets to ask yourself after you die. Very, very illuminating.
Yes, it's just, you know, we talk so much about death in these podcasts. We've got so many great podcasts about death. And one of the reasons is aside the fact that we've both worked with people who are dying, is just because that can be such a trap in our life, mm-hmm. such a fear. And so if we can just work with that and bring consciousness to it, it makes all the difference.
So we're on Earth Tribe Radio today talking about this quote from Eckhart Tolle. I think that's how you pronounce his name. And his wonderful teacher that taught him is Barry Long. So I suspect he got it from Barry Long. So here's the quote. Death is a stripping away of all that is not you. The secret to life is to die before you die and find that there is no death.
And if we can do that through our day, and every so often when we think of it, just say, if I was to die now or an hour from now, what would be important for me? And we've mm-hmm. talked about that in several times. So, but if you just stop and say, if I was to strip away everything and just die in a few minutes, what would be important to me? How would I be? Who would I be?
You know, when you say that, what comes to me, as if you were asking me that question, I say, let go. Let go. And then I just let go is huge for me.
It is a huge thing. For many people, that's really hard to do. Yeah. And well, so if you practice it.
Okay, so, yeah. So asking myself that question as you say it, and I'm thinking, oh, well, I've got to do this, and I have to do that, and I really want to live long enough so that I could do this and I could do that. And I think if I knew that I was going to die in 3 minutes, 5 minutes, or tomorrow, what would I say to myself? What would I let go? Be here now. That's where I would...
And for some people, it will be, again, what haven't I said? What would I like mm-hmm. to say? What have I not organized?
Yeah. I could go through all of those, and it would be just let go of all of that. Let go of all of that. And then go into a deep appreciation of all the things my body has been through in this lifetime.
And we have been through, the body has enabled us. Without the spacesuit of the body, we would never have chance. We can't have a chance to go through all these amazing experiences. Yeah. A lot of them really difficult. A lot of them really uplifting.
As the guides tell me, and I think I've said this somewhere before, our purpose here in this life, or as Lakota would call it, or Cherokee, Cheyenne would say, in this life walk, this earth walk, we are here. In this earth, walking this earth, and our role in inhabiting this spacesuit, walking this earth at this time, is to experience the touching, and the guides call it the touching, which means all the human emotions, and the anger, and the fear, and the joy, and the frustration. That's what we're here to experience. How we deal with it, how we go through it, is dependent on us. We are given the choice.
Yes, in any particular moment. Mm-hmm. So we look at death stripping away everything that we think we are, everything we are very often is precious to us, everything that we've gotten trapped in, everything we've built that's amazing. And in the end, all we are is standing in this exquisite vastness of who we've always been. And the other has just been a chance for us to gather this incredible experience and expand ourselves.
And I think, you know, when we get to the age where we start peeling back the onion, the spacesuit, it's another way of revealing.
Yeah, who we are, and the vaster access to who we are as well.
So it's another birth in a way. You call it birthing backwards. I love that, because it's like, so it's a joy. It doesn't become a fear of something. It's just, oh, here I am doing this now. Wow, okay.
Yeah, and again, if you can do that every day, just before you get out of bed, say, today I'm going to be really conscious of everything that is around me and in me and my emotional guidance system, and you can look that up in Esther Hicks' work. You just say to yourself, this is what I am going to do for today. I'm going to be aware of the onion, the pieces of the onion, or the layers of the onion that I think is are me, or and I'm going to really peel away what I with consciousness. I don't need to do anything; just bring consciousness to it.
You're so good.
Oh, you are too.
This is www.earthtriberadio.com, your home on planet Earth.
And don't forget to look on Amazon soon for our books that will be ebooks that will be coming out, and to check our website out for compilations or collections of our podcasts that you can just pick up. Thanks, Jill.
Thanks, Fiona.